Marge Krupp quit her chemical engineering job last year to focus on campaigning. She hired a consultant and raised over $150,000. By comparison, Jeff Thomas, the physician who lost to Ryan five times in a row, spent virtually nothing 2 years ago. Still, Krupp's total is just a fraction of Ryan's. She's trying to make up the difference by tapping middle-class disenchantment and is working hard to paint Ryan into George Bush's corner. She starts with the Bush tax cuts.
In dollar numbers, even though the percentages were the same across the board, the dollars that went to the very wealthy, that was not right. And they talk about back in the Reagan era, trickle-down economics. You give money to the rich and then they invest and it trickles down to the rest of us. And personally, I'm tired of being trickled on and it just doesn't work.
In an echo from the presidential race, Krupp accuses Ryan of siding with President Bush over 90% of the time. Although he doesn't describe himself as a maverick, Ryan, who's focused on fiscal matters while in Congress and has risen to become the top Republican on the Budget Committee, points with pride to a lengthy plan he's written for the nation. He uses it to lay out his positions on the deficit, health care, taxes, energy, and regulatory reform.
The fact that I introduced the Roadmap for America's Future, the largest debt reduction bill ever introduced in Congress, is testament to the fact that I think the place is broken, that we need a lot of change.
At a recent debate at Carthage College, Ryan was unapologetic in opposing tax increases for the wealthy, as both Krupp and Barack Obama suggest. Ryan talks about Don Hedberg, a former Janesville high school teacher who started a company in his basement but now employs 500 people. Hedberg also has become a major philanthropist.
These people who pay these taxes aren't just Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. They're small businesses. They file as individuals. We cannot tax our way to prosperity. We cannot say there's no limit to how much we tax these small businesses and we'll spread the wealth around. We need to create opportunity for people to rise up.
That's a great story about Hedberg, but how does that address the highest disparity between the rich and poor in this country?
Krupp said she favors more direct ways of promoting job creation. On other issues, Krupp said she would have voted against the financial bailout package. Ryan took a lead role in writing an alternative plan put forth by House Republicans and wound up supporting the overall package. The candidates also don't see eye to eye on health care reform. For Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.